Over this past month, I've had about three or four people in visits share with me how Catholic friends or family members of theirs had left the Catholic Church because they didn't feel like they were getting anything out of it and that they were attending New Spring Church. And so I hear that you can drink coffee during the service, so maybe that's the game changer. You know, I was reflecting upon that, you know, and they say that a lot of these, you know, Pentecostal churches, many of the members are made up of former Catholics. And one of the reasons is that, at least that's communicated, is that, well, I didn't feel like I was getting anything out of the Catholic Church. I didn't feel like I was getting anything out of Mass. Well, that's speaking to their experience, right? What they're looking for, something to happen when they come to church, right? Some kind of a feeling, some kind of a connection, and it wasn't happening for them. And so they're going somewhere else, and they're finding that maybe connection. You know, if we would kind of just take a couple steps back and reflect upon what's happening here when we come to Mass, I think it can make all the difference in regards to our experience and getting something out of the Mass. We wouldn't need 10 espresso shots. We would be connected and engaged because we would recognize the awesomeness of what is happening when we are here. And so part of the reason that we've had this Christmas book, The Biblical Walk Through the Mass, was to do some more reflecting so that we can appreciate what's transpiring here. So when we come to Mass, what should be happening? What should we be experiencing, you might say? We have a great picture of what should be happening in the first reading here from Isaiah. And in fact, it connects well with the chapters that will be read for the parish book study for this week in the study groups, as the study groups now start reading on the liturgy of the Eucharist. So the last 3 weeks, the focus has been on the liturgy of the Word. Now it's shifting to the liturgy of the Eucharist in Dr. Shree's book. And so we hear in Isaiah has this vision, right? And it is an incredible vision. The Holy One sitting on a throne, majestic. So we have the King there, right? And he's surrounded by seraphim, right? Fiery serpents, you might say. And so they're winged creatures, and with three sets of wings, one covering their face, one covering the mid portion of their body, and one covering a set of wings covering their feet. And they're singing what? Holy, holy, holy. And there's smoke that's rising, and whenever you find smoke in the Old Testament, it's a sign of God's presence, and it's an overwhelming vision. And if we can enter into that and appreciate what's going on, we're going to get more out of the Mass, because when we come to the liturgy of the Eucharist, when we get to the Sanctus, right after the preface, the holy, 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 where do you think that's all coming from? That's coming from the book of Isaiah, when Isaiah's having this incredible vision, when he's blown away by the awesome presence of God. So much so that what is Isaiah's experience when he sees this vision? Oh no, I'm doomed, right? I'm doomed. You know, I kind of think of when I envision this picture of Isaiah, I think back to growing up with my mom and dad. One of the first movies that we watched together was a favorite of my mother's, was The Wizard of Oz, right? And so while our family was watching it, my dad was sleeping, I remember, you know, all the whole group, Dorothy and the guys, they were coming up and they were, you know, seeing the great and terrible Oz. And you know, as a little kid, you're just kind of so scared of this awesome presence, right, of the great Oz. Well, in one sense, that's what Isaiah has this vision, this picture of this kind of great and terrible figure, in the sense of God sitting on the throne. He's doomed. He's overwhelmed being in his presence, right? The awesomeness and total otherness of God. Well, that's exactly the type of sentiment that the church is inviting us to when we come to Mass and during this part of the Mass when we sing the Holy, Holy, Holy. The Holy, Holy, Holy comes from the Hebrew text, and it is basically the use of a superlative to highlight the awesomeness of God. So what does a superlative do? A superlative is a part of speech that emphasizes and tells of the greatest quality of something of the greatest quality, the greatest amount, right? So right now, the men's club is down in Bishop's Hall cooking the most excellent of pancakes. Okay, so that's what we mean by superlative. Well, they didn't have like a construction in English like we do. For a superlative in the Hebrew, the same word was repeated three times. And so the word for holy, kadosh, 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 the most awesome. There's nothing else that can be spoken greater. That's what we are before when we come to this sacred part of the Mass. And think about that. What if that is more of our experience when we get to the liturgy, come to the liturgy of the Eucharist, and the awesome presence of God is coming down upon the altar? We're not going to need 10 espresso shots to get us engaged, okay, and to get us connected, because something amazing and awesome is going on. And this is leading us to our response in one sense is like, oh my gosh, I'm doomed, right? I'm before the awesome power of God. And then what do we hear that happens? What do we hear that happens with Isaiah? He recognizes his littleness, his nothingness before the awesome presence of God. And so an ember is taken from the altar and placed upon his lips, and he's made pure, right? And because of that ember, he's transformed, and now he can enter into the presence of God. Is there a connection there with something that's going on in the Mass? What happens when we come up for communion, right? This sacred ember of the Eucharist we receive on our lips, and then we are made holy, and we're able now to enter into the presence of God. Incredibly powerful is what goes on here. And this passage from Isaiah fires our Catholic imagination so that we can engage and encounter the Lord in a more profound and deeper way, so that we can get something out of the Mass, experience something. If we're not experiencing something, if we're not getting something, we're missing the picture. Because what the Catholic Church paints for us and presents to us of what's happening here in the Mass, no human power can supply.